Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, and Nick Friedel from ESPN joining us today. Dial the Guru Johnson with the day off. And we got a half hour, and then we'll turn it over to DRK. And they got something brewing at 3 o'clock. Dream Job contestants. What I'm assuming, guys, is each of the Dream Job contestants, Shamari Block, Alan Stiles, Adam Close, if I got that right, the three of them are sitting in for a half hour each, and then they'll get picked. One of them will get picked. I hope I got the details right there.
I just love the idea of Ray Ratto as a judge.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, he's out of central casting for that role. Like, just try to talk to Ray. Try to get him going on anything and let the good times roll.
God, I hate that guy.
That's actually a direct quote from the future. I don't know how we got that audio from an hour from now, but that is actual.
He just hears my voice, and that's what he thinks. And it's
man, it's that wasn't even a drop. That just happened out of the ether. Just the straight up the truth being told.
Yeah, if you really want to hear a sour, bitter Ray Ratto, ask him if he's ever been to Idaho.
Oh, don't do this, Steiny. Don't
God,
do
we're
this.
So stupid.
Nick, we did a Mix and Match Monday here on 95.7 The Game about a year and a half ago. No, the story will be told now, Matt, because it goes down as one of my all-time favorite radio moments. I almost had to run to the bathroom. I was laughing so hard. We were doing Mix and Match Monday, and somehow Steiny, myself, and Ray Ratto got matched up together, and let's just say things weren't going great. And we were about 7 minutes into the show, and we were running out of things to say to each other. And so Steiny says to Ray, "Ray, you ever been to Idaho? You ever been to Idaho?" And Ray looks at him as if to say, "You blankety blankety blank. How dare, I mean, nobody cares." Ray says, "Nobody cares if I've been to Idaho." And I said, "What are your favorite memories of Boise, Ray?" And then Steiny comes in with something about Pocatello, and now I can't stop laughing. Tears are running down my face, and Ray won't even look at the clock. He's just thinking to himself, these two insufferable so-and-sos. I look up, it's 2:08.
Yeah, the great thing about Ray also is he doesn't have to talk if he doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't suffer fools.
Of course, asking Ray Ratto if he'd ever been to Idaho, that was – about a half hour before, yeah. I then asked Michael Irvin, the playmaker, if he'd ever been to Idaho, and he said he maybe flew over it, but he wasn't sure. He didn't think he laid over there. Let's bring in Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. That 4 hours is the reason we haven't done a mix and match again since, I think.
Exactly.
Guys, it was terrible. Look.
Yeah. I'm out. That one, I said, you know what? I'll go ahead. He didn't call me right after the show. I got a call about, 55 minutes after the show, and the boss simply said, "What the hell was that?" And I said,
I hope you said Boise's a beautiful place.
You talk about Coeur d'Alene, I'm out.
Sometimes, you know, when you got to eat the humble pie and just not get too cute. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right, let's do some props. Nick Mullins, 49ers at Rams. We're back in mad props. Nick Mullins, 245.5 passing yards. Steiny, does he go over or under that against the Rams of Los Angeles?
Oh, boy.
It's a good line.
It is a good line, nice. Kyle. It's a very good line. I'm going to say over. I think they're going to get down in this one. And it sounds like he's a 38-21.
Dibs.
But Mullins will get to 245.
Yeah, that number keeps coming down every single week, and I've been riding the under, and the under's been cashing, so I'm going to stay under. This is a tougher line, but I could see Beathard maybe being summoned if this thing gets away from him. I'm going under.
Nick.
Kyle, Steiny's got the right mindset here, because the only way that Nick Mullins is going over is if they go down way early, which is possible, but I am taking the under because I'm not betting on Nick Mullins against this Rams defense.
Okay, that's fair. And I asked Guru if he wanted to do the picks or if he wanted Nick to pick for him, and I got a bunch of answers back on the picks from Guru almost immediately. Guru's taking the under on 245.5. Debo Samuel should be back this week. I've got him at 5.5 touches. Dibs, 5.5 touches for Debo Samuel.
He's going over, and they're going to use him in the running game. They're going to use him in that little baby pitch. Yeah, pitch with a P, don't dump it, Spadoni, game where they just toss it forward. He's going to get more than 5.5 touches.
Nick?
Over. You got to get the ball to your playmakers, and Debo's got to have a big game if they're going to win.
Guru liquidated all assets on the over. Steiny, are you making it a sweep for the over 5.5 touches for Debo Samuel?
I could get really cute here and say, you know what? What if he doesn't play? Take the under. But it's too low of a number for him to come back. I got to take the over. No liquidating, though, but just the over.
Sticking with the Niners receiving core here, I've got Brandon Ayuk at 8.5 targets. Guru took the under there. Nick, are you going over or under 8.5 targets for the rookie?
Over. Get him the ball. See what he can do in space. Let's make this happen.
Dibs.
Staying with the under theme on Mullins, I don't know if Ayuk is going to get that many targets, so I will go under.
Guru went under, and Steiny.
I'm actually going to take the over. I'm going to take the over there with Ayuk.
I've got Jordan Reed, the 49ers tight end. 4.5 receptions over or under. Guru's over. Steiny, what are you?
Give me under. I already have Debo Samuel and Ayuk having good games. Can't have Reed having one, too.
Dibs.
Afraid about Jordan Reed and his ability to make it through another game. It's been a while since he's been banged up, so I'm going to go under.
And Nick?
I'm with Dibs. You're going under. There's too many question marks around that one.
Raheem Mostert should return as well. I've got the 49ers running back at 15.5 touches in his first game back off a high ankle sprain. Nick, what say you?
Over. Give the ball to Mostert and let him cook, baby. Let's do this thing.
I like it. Dibs?
If he's good to go, then he's good to run it as much as possible. I'm going to liquidate all assets on the over here because they need him. And this game is all important because if you lose it 4-7, you can forget about the rest of the year. So they're going to ride with Raheem.
Steiny.
I'm going to go over here also. If there's one thing that we found out about Kyle Shanahan is he's going to ride his best running back, whoever that is. And this week it's going to be Mostert. So Mostert's going to carry the ball a lot.
Guru's on the over there as well. Total turnovers in this game, I've got it set at 1.5. Guru's going over. Steiny, are you going over or under 1.5 turnovers between the two teams?
Oh, yeah, I got to go over there. In fact, Kyle, get the music ready.
Uh-oh.
The assets are being liquidated.
No,
first of all, Goff's going to throw an interception for sure. And, I mean, we haven't gotten to Mullins. Over. Liquidate.
Great. Dibs.
Yeah, it's be a double liquidation sensation if I could, but I'm not Tim Roy, so I can't and I won't. But I also like the over, and this is Kyle's weak line of the week.
It's always
as
one
we
really
use
bad
both
one.
Versions of weak here, Nick. The EAK and the EEK. This is the weakest line of the week. This is an easy over.
Kyle, run me to the bank before we got to go put this on down because I am taking every amount of cash that I haven't dumped already and pouring it on the over here.
Nick,
there's
the
no
Fridella
way
States.
That Nick Mullins isn't going to be responsible for at least two on his own. And wow. We saw some of the terrible throws that Jared Goff made in that Monday night game over, way over.
That line's ticked up to 2.5 now after
I bet
heavy
it
money
has.
Came in.
I
on the
bet
one
it
and
has.
And Aaron Donald, we're going to finish up with him. Aaron Donald, I've got him at 1.5 sacks after he was shut out by the 49ers in their first meeting. Nick, can Aaron Donald go over the 1.5 sack mark against the 49ers?
Look, I've been crushing Nick Mullins all day. I don't believe in him. You've got question marks on the line. Aaron Donald is a beast. Give me the over.
Dibs?
He's been crushing Nick Mullins, but Donald hasn't been crushing Nick Mullins, and they did a great job against him. You look at Donald's year, he has a game with 2 sacks, one with 3.5, but otherwise, there's been games where he hasn't gotten a sack. He's going under 1.5 sacks.
Guru's got the over. Steiny, finish it up.
Yeah, I got to take the under. Kyle Shanahan's not going to let him get 2 sacks because he didn't last game, and that was the recipe to win.
Yeah, I think the coach just not letting Aaron Donald get sacks is probably the game plan for sure.
Okay, what I meant is they'll have a very soft little game plan of throwing it to the wide receiver.
Quick outs.
Yeah, thank you.
And let's get to pick six just real quick. Let's roll through these. Texans -3 at the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Steiny.
Lions.
The Lions +3. Guru's also got the Lions. Dibs.
I'm on the Lions as well. The Texans are they're a hot mess.
Being let down by the Lions is a Thanksgiving Day tradition that I plan to follow this year like all the others. So give me the Lions.
Wow, a clean sweep for the Lions +3 against the Texans. Deshaun Watson, by the way, now has the second highest passer rating ever of all time. I thought that was a pretty incredible stat. The Washington football team is visiting the Cowboys. The Cowboys giving 3 in that one. Guru, surprisingly, took Dallas. Dibs, who are you going with?
Washington football team. This is an easy one. I like the home team in this one.
I think it's at Dallas.
I don't even care.
Perfect.
I won jock pretty. The rest of the show is an afterthought.
Yeah, give me Washington. All those famous Thanksgiving games in Washington. Nobody's familiar with those.
Give me Washington. I still hate the Cowboys.
Nick,
always will.
Nick, who you got?
The Cowboys have a little momentum. Andy Dalton's finding his way. I just want somebody to jump into the Salvation Army bucket again, if that's possible in the world that we live in these days.
Ravens at Steelers. They were moved from Thursday, but we're still going to pick that game. The Ravens are at the Steelers. The Steelers -3 is the line I've got. Steiny.
I'm living and dying with John Harbaugh, the 7th best coach in the NFL. I'm going with Baltimore. They've got to come out of this funk.
Nick?
The Steelers are running way too hot. The Ravens have all these COVID question marks surrounding their team. Give me the Steelers at home.
And Dibs?
Yeah, give me the Steelers, even if they're on the road. Heck, I don't even know. They're 10-0, and not. The Ravens, I know, Kyle, it's the bit playing off my earlier mistake, okay? It would be like Steiny making a joke about Frank Kaminsky when he called Mark Kaminsky Tom Kaminsky or whatever. That would have been funnier than mea culpa. Whatever. Give me Pittsburgh, Kyle. They're going to 11-0.
The 49ers at the Rams. The Rams giving 7 in that game. Dibs.
Give me the 49ers. Yeah, this is a game they win outright. I'm going to liquidate all assets on the San Francisco 49ers. If there's one thing we've learned from this year in the NFL, every team is a week-on, week-off proposition. Yeah, the Rams look good against Tampa. Niners coming off a bye week. Rams on a short week. I'm liquidating. Give me the Niners, baby.
Nick?
Who's the Niners quarterback this weekend, Dibs?
Y.A. Tittle, Nick. Back to you.
Anthony Slater, I believe.
Yeah, that's it. If it's not going to be Slater, it's definitely Nick Mullins. I am not putting any money on Nick Mullins to go knock off that defense. Wow. Give me the Rams.
Guru has the Rams. Steiny.
I got to take the Rams. I think the Rams, it gets serious time in the NFL, week 12. And I get it that it's a week-to-week proposition, but the Rams are good. And they're going to put the 49ers out of their misery this weekend.
Sunday night football, we head to Green Bay where Nick's Bears are visiting the Packers and getting 8.5 points. Nick, can your Bears cover the 8.5?
I can't take credit for the Bears because I'm actually a diehard Bucks fan. And I went to the old Sombrero my whole life growing up. But I've watched enough Bears games over time to make my eyes fall out. So knowing that and knowing how bad this team is with whatever the hell is going on at quarterback with Foles and Trubisky and, oh, it's ugly. Give me the Packers.
Wow.
Dibs?
The Bears. 8.5 is too many points. This smells like a backdoor cover. Even backdoor little Joe. You're down by 15. You get that late touchdown. You try to go for 2. You get it. You lose by 7. This feels like a backdoor for me. I'm taking the 8.5, Kyle.
You're in lockstep with Guru, who also has Chicago. Steiny.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to take the Packers. Packers rebound from last week's loss and rebound in a big way.
Yeah, and Nick, sorry about the Bears thing. Spadoni over here was like, oh, Nick's a big Bears guy, so I just rolled with it.
It's all good.
Under the bus. Wow.
I have watched more Bears games than I ever wanted to in my entire life, sorry. And I can promise you, aside from the Lions or Bengals, the team that's going to disappoint you the most, that's the Chicago Bears.
Let's finish up Monday night. The Seahawks -3 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Steiny, do your Eagles pull off an upset against the Seahawks?
No, but something's fishy with that line.
I agree.
Kyle, I would have thought the line would be bigger. I'm just going to play it common sense-wise. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks.
Guru has liquidated all assets on the Seahawks to cover the 3 points. Dibs.
Seattle's overrated. They have been for 2 years. This is one of those, oh, my God, I stepped in gum games, where you stepped in gum and then you walked around the house and you got gum everywhere now. This is a classic stepped in gum game. Give me Philadelphia with the outright win.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, it does. Gum karma. Whenever you throw a piece of gum somewhere randomly, you're going to step in gum within the next 2 weeks.
Good to know. Nick, finish it up.
Carson Wentz is terrible. Russell Wilson is great. The defense has been atrocious most of the year, but give me the Seahawks because I'm not buying anything the Philly's selling.
I like your strategy of just not taking the worst quarterback there. So that's good. That finishes up picks.
In doubt, that's always the way to go.
We've got it marked down. We'll check in again on Tuesday.
All right, so that finishes it up. What do we got, about 10 minutes?
All right, to 8. Okay, are we going to the notebook? Because, Nick, we have this bit now that we do on the show where Steiny has a notebook of topics and subtopics, and occasionally if we're into a spot where we need a little filler, we go to the notebook. Is that where we're going, Stein?
We're actually not going to, because we still have all this sound of fun rants.
Okay.
You know, we played the Jim Mora senior, earlier. So we got about 8 rants here. Here's the one I want to hear next, because I kind of forget this one. You guys remember former Arizona quarterback Derek Anderson's post-game rant? Take a listen.
Can you put in context what was going on at that moment? What caused you?
What Deuce and I talk about is nobody else's business.
But why was something funny when you're down 18 points in the fourth quarter?
It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
The camera showed you laughing.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Comment about it.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not.
Real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera shows.
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you.
I'm telling you right now. We're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context?
I'm done.
Sorry.
I'm not dealing with him. Sorry.
Derek Anderson. You know what? That reporter kept, you know what I mean? He just kept jumping in.
Steiny, I just love how you introed it, because the question was, do you remember this Derek Anderson rant?
No.
And as soon as you said Derek Anderson, I thought, I barely even remember that Derek Anderson played in the league.
Right.
So I had heard that years ago. To hear it again now is great. But no, I did not remember that one at all.
I thought we were talking about the NBA's Derek Anderson.
Former Kentucky player?
Yeah. So I mean, that's not the way I thought that these rants would roll out. But yeah, that was an amusing rant. Certainly not on Mount Rantmore. Not a top 10 rant. Not even a top 20 rant, quite
really?
Frankly. No.
How about this one? How about Hal McCray?
Oh,
Hal
boy.
McCray, former Royals manager.
I didn't want to get myself into a situation where all I had to go after him was all right. And our lefts were swinging the bats well, so I wanted my left-handed hitters to hit.
Did you consider Brett for Miller with the bases loaded in the seventh?
No, game? Don't ask me all these stupid-ass questions. No. In the...
God, all these stupid-ass questions every night. Find the I hit Brett for Miller. Miller's starting the game. He's playing against left-handed pitchers. Brad is not playing against left-handed pitchers. Why the f*** I bat for Miller? You think I'm a goddamn fool? I'm tired of all these ass questions every night.
Hal McCray. Remember, there was a phone throw.
Yeah.
And a reporter emerged from the office bleeding from the cheek. from the cheek. Hal McRae. Top 10 Dang. Dibs?
Can you imagine if that happened in this era that we are right? living in these days? Oh.
It'd be crazy. Everything's so much more heightened.
It would be the joy of Twitter for at least like 2 or 3 days just yeah. on replay over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put that in the top 10. No, it's good,
okay.
but it's a lot of it's off mic, a lot of profanity. I like the passion with which he delivered it, but that goes alongside the famous, the Lee Mazzilli and other famous baseball rants. There are some more known rants, I think, that were cleaner that are higher okay. on the list.
How about this one? Herm Edwards.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Dibs?
Solid. Oh, that's a top five for sure. And part of it's just that. It's the hello, and it's the pitch perfect. It's his pacing, too. You don't play to just play it. You play to win the game.
You play hello? To win the game. Hello?
Dibs, just everything about it is perfect.
That is the soundbite that got Herm Edwards paid for the rest of his life. Because as soon as he said that and it got replayed and replayed, ESPN and all the other networks went, hey, this guy would be great on the air. Yeah. And now he's back at Arizona State, and he's going to see if he can make it work there over the next couple years. But no matter what happens, Herm can always fall back on that moment as one of the reasons why he's always going to have a job in the media if he wants it.
Something about Arizona, because the former Cardinals coach, the late Denny Green, I know Steiny, has a top five rant of his own.
4 picks against Grossman and 2 fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played 3 quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
So good. Just winds himself up. There's a mic hit in there. There's a repeat of the key phrase. And we let him off the hook. Just that's a 10 out of 10. Denny Green, rest in peace. But he is on Mount Rantmore for sure.
Absolutely. And the best part of that guy is listening back now. There wasn't even really a question. It was kind of like, hey, Grossman's terrible. He threw 4 picks, and they turned the ball over a bunch, and you guys still couldn't win. And what do you think?
We let him off the hook.
Football brings so many, and I know a former Niner coach is featured as well. But, Steiny, there's so many great ones from college and the pros, but to me the Singletary is the gold standard. It's just near perfection.
Hit it, Joe.
I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them, cannot win with them, cannot coach with them, can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Wow.
Incredible.
Mike Singletary.
A penalty to play with 10 guys on a play, Coach. Just and keep, in case as we fact check everything here.
Well, remember, that was the Vernon Davis game, if I'm not mistaken. Mike Singletary.
I don't know the facts.
Are we good? That's going to do it. I see Kyle winding up his computer cord.
Yeah.
That must mean it's almost 2 o'clock. Damon
Props
Rado
to Friedel. Friedel, you were fantastic, brother.
Yeah, great job,
Nick. Thanks for having me, guys.
Look forward to the next time. For Dan Absolutely. Dibley, Kyle Madsen, Joe Spadoni, the 4 guest names I can't remember. DRK.
Hello.
Coming up next, they'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.